Mara quoted a statement of Rav Chiya bar Ashiya Marav, Shiurin Chatzitzin Umachitzin, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. This is what the Gemara is saying to respond for why Rav Yehuda will learn out the din of Mechitza Asara, the din that we have by Sukkah, that you need to have Gvo Asara Tfachim. You couldn't learn out from the other Makar that Rav Meir learned from. Rather, he gets it from this halacha Moshe Mitzinai. This statement regarding three different things: shiurin, chatzitzin, umachitzin. So the Gemara first had a shaka b'tarya regarding shiurin. Now, the Gemara is going to have a shaka b'tarya regarding chatzitzin, and then finally regarding machitzin, which is why we mentioned it to begin with. Back to Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Chatzitzin doraisa ninu. So we tell us over here that chatzitza is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But l'chora it's a din d'oraisa. Chatzitza means shachatzitza poseles b'tvila. That's Rashi before. Chatzitza, if you have an obstruction between the thing that you're immersing in the mikvah and the water, so that's a special problem called chatzitza, and it's learned out from halacha Moshe Mitzinai. In fact, the Gemara, it's a drasha in the pasuk. Dichsiv v'rochat says b'sarol b'amayim shelo yehida v'chotzeitz beino lebein hamayim. So we have a drasha that it says b'sarol b'amayim. Rashi says the girsa should be b'sarol b'amayim shelo yehida v'chotzeitz, that the basar and the mayim are directly in contact without anything obstructing in between. So we have a drush in the Fureshes regarding tefillah, the mikvah. This would be true for any type of tefillah. This is a particular pasuk by one tefillah, but this is the din, that for tefillah to work, there should be no chatzitza. So you have a pasuk that teaches us the din of chatzitza. Just to clarify something very pashut here, this is pointed out by the Biskarab and Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shirim and other Achronim. L'chaira, what does it mean, it's so chatzitza? I mean, l'maisa, we all understand that you have to be immersed in the water. So l'maisa, if one finger is out of the water, so there's no tefillah. You need what's called bias mayim. You need what is to be immersed, has to be immersed in mayim. So like, what do you need a new din chatzitza? I mean, chayra, if the mayim did not go on the entire thing that you're immersing, so you don't have tefillah. It sounds like it's a new issue called chatzitza. What do you need the new din chatzitza? It's a din of bias mayim. And the answer is chur pashut. That there's two ideas. There's two inyanim. Of course, we understand even without the gzeras hakasul of chatzitza, we know that there's a din of bias mayim. But when you have chatzitza, it's not the pshat, I don't have bias mayim. I have bias mayim, but I have something that's interposing, that's interfering in between. But l'maisa, The thing went into the mikvah. There's bias mayim. It's not like there's a finger out of the water. The thing was in the water, but there's something that's in between, that's obstructing. It's a different derech. It's a different idea. It's not the pshat that there was no bias mayim. You have bias mayim. The thing went into the mikvah. But in a particular part of it, there was a chatzitz. That's the pashut pshat here. So the Gemara's kasha is, what do you need halacha Moshe Mitzinai to tell us chatzitza? We know it from this drasha. And for the Gemara, ki asoi hilchisa b'saro. So you're right, when it comes to b'saro b'mayim, that's the pasuk that we just quoted. You don't need halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But you need halacha Moshe Mitzinai for saro. When it comes to Seir, that would not be derived from the Pasuk. That you need halacha Moshe Mitzinai to address that there's a halacha of chatzitza benogea here. As we find, Kidei Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Now he gives us a couple of examples of chatzitza by Seir. And he gave the following examples. Nima Achas Kishura Chotzetzes. Shalosh Enon Chotzetzes. Shtayim En Yodea. Two, I don't know. What exactly is this referring to? Rashi says, "Binogea chatzitza." On what level? Nima achas kishura. Oh, okay, good. I tried to speak slowly because I wanted to give the chance. Okay, it's good. It's good. It's all good. Okay. Rashi learns as follows. Nima achas kishura, umakpit. Nima is one here that's tied to itself, which means that the water won't, there's something that's separating the water from getting into contact with that point where the hair is tangled up. Nima achas kishura, umakpit alav, chotzetzes. The Mahadik Shapir, the Lo'ayli Bamaya. So in that point where the strand of hair is tied, there's a chatzitza. V'aminu l'kaman, Rashi tells us what this statement of Rabbi Chanan had to do with is the statement that we find in Amud Beis on the chatzitza drabanan. Gazrinan al mi'uto ha-makbid. So it's an interesting diuk we should make in the Rashi. L'chayra, we don't yet know about this, but the Maisa, the Gemara is going to say on days that there's only a din chatzitza doraisa if you have what's called rubo hamakbid, right? Rov and two tenayim, rov and makbid. If it's rubo she'ino makbid, or it's only miyuto hamakbid, that's only chatzitza drabana. The Gemara now is bringing the din of chatzitza b'seyar and explaining that's where you need the halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And the Gemara quoted the statement of Rabbi Bachana that says that with one here that's tied, that's tangled, kishura, that's chotzetzes. We have to finish another line or two. Shalosh einon chotzetzos. If there are three hairs that have this, that's not a chatzitza. If there are three tangled with each other, why not gefisha seir kasha velo mahadik shapir v'ayilu b'maya? That would not be a chatzitza because it, three hairs which are hard material doesn't get tight enough to prevent the water from going through, so it's not a chatzitza, and two is a suffix. Okay, but chatzitza that we're dealing with in this statement, the Rabbi Bachana, is a chatzitza doraisa, chatzitza drabanan. So Rashi tells us drabanan. Why? Because we're talking about one here, so it's obviously not going to be rov. The ha'ara one could ask in Rashi is, if you look in the Ritva L'mashal, so he learns different, pashut. You could talk about these situations where it was for Rov, right? In other words, there are many, many hairs. Each one is tangled. And Lamaisa Sachako, it's Rov. So then you could deal with the same issue of Chatzitza here, by Nima Achas versus Shalosh or Shtayim on the level of Daraisa. So whatever reason, Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi learns that you're talking about an isolated Nima Achas, not that every single one is that way. But Lamaisa, others showed him learn it, that it could be Nageya, but Nageya, but Chatzitza Dorais. Al Kopanim, the Gemara now is suggesting the answer that we need Halacha Moshe Misinai to speak to the Chatzitza of Seir. That which you have Chatzitza by Basar, that's the limud from Es Bisaro, Bisaro Bamayim, but Seir, that I wouldn't know, for that I need Halacha Moshe Misinai. In fact, the Gemara, that too, I would know from a pasuk. Sa'aronami doraisa ninu. Even chatzitza by here would be a din doraisa. You don't need halach mash misina. You can get it from the psukim. Dechsiv. V'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim. The word is es. Es hatafel b'saro. U'mayniyu saro. So we darshim from the es. It's something beyond basa. Again, what is it referring to? Obviously, there's a base halacha that you need bias mayim. Bias mayim that should be called that mayim, it was in mayim, was immersed in mayim. That's halacha by basar and halacha by seir. But what the Gemara must be asking is that the halacha that's on top of the din of bias mayim, that beyond the fact that there's what's called bias mayim, that should be no chatzitza in that bias mayim, which we said is halacha by basar because it says basar b'mayim, but now it says es basar b'mayim. So what we learn now from basar b'mayim shelo yedav v'chotzei, it goes on the es as well. So that which we learn now by seir hatafel b'saro, that seir needs bias mayim. But what else is halacha by seir that it should not have a chatzitza? So that's also the rice. Rashi says es hatafel b'saro yehei b'mayim, and meaning and there should be no chatzitza as we said. Tafel hadavuk, whatever it is, that's associated, connected to. So again, what do we need? The halach. And for the Gemara, this is the girsa we have here, ki asoi hilchisa, ukid Rabbi Yitzchak. There is another girsa that you know from the Ran, which is Ella. We have to see the implications of this. The Gemara says, ki asoi hilchisa, ukid Rabbi Yitzchak. The halacha is referring to that which Rav Yitzchak taught, the Amr of Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak establishes parameters for when chatzitza passes and when it doesn't. And Rav Yitzchak explains, Devar Torah, Rubo, Umakpid Olav, Chotzitz. Mido Raisa, if you have two conditions, Rov, the chatzitza is on most of it, and Makpid Olav, that a person would not want it there, is makbid, then there is chatzitza. The she'eno makbid olav, but if it's rov, that's not, he's not makbid, eino chotzitz. There would be no chatzitza. That is the din d'oraisa. But then the Chachamim came along and made two gzeros. The gazru, al rubo she'eno makbid, mishim rubo ha-makbid. First of all, the Chachamim said that since rubo ha-makbid is d'oraisa, so they said rov she'eno makbid is also a chatzitza. What else did the Chacham say? Al miyuto hamakbid mishum rubo hamakbid. They also said that even if it's only in a miyut, which midaraisa would not have been a problem, but Chacham said miyut hamakbid would be a problem, just like rov hamakbid would be the midaraisa problem. In fact, the Gemara v'ligzer nami al miyuto she'eno makbid mishum miyuto hamakbid, inami mishum rubo she'eno makbid. Why not make a gzera even on miyuto she'eno makbid because miyut hamakbid we said it's chatzitza? Or because Rav She'eno Makbid is Chatzitza, so then make a Gzera also for Mir She'eno Makbid. And for the Gemara, Higufa Gzera, those cases that you want to, that you just mentioned, are themselves only the Rabbanan because of Gzera Atu Rav HaMakbid. But not make them Nigza Gzera Gzera. We're not going to go make a Gzera on top of a Gzera, and therefore that they didn't say. But I'll quote Panim, what is the Gemara's response? That the Hilchisa Halacha Moshe Sinai relates to the cloud that Rabbi Yitzchak established, which has to do with the parameters of when you have chatzitza, namely two conditions have to be met, that is, rov and makbid. So that is the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Rashi says, Dvar Torah, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that is where the Halacha comes in, to tell me when there is a din chatzitza. And then the Chachamim can go and go beyond that. Now, we have to ask ourselves a simple question in Cheshbin. What would have been without the Halacha Moshe Mishnah? This is what you've seen in Tosfos HaRash, two Bahalchim. What would you say without the Halacha Moshe Mishnah? Two possibilities. Either the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is establishing, you would have said that, what? That there's no problem at all? No, we know it's a problem of Chatzitza. What would you have said? What would you have said? Only Kulo. Only Kulo. But Rubo, what? Rubo hamakbid, the Torah is coming to say, to be machmir and say, no. You think chatzitza is only a problem by kulo? No. Rubo hamakbid is already a problem of chatzitza. Alternatively, what could you say? The midaraisa? I would say that the problem is even mute. Even mute, she'eno makbid. And comes the halacha mashpitz and says, no, the problem is only by Rav HaMakbid and not anything less than that. The Chacham would come along and say other things. To see the Mashmos and Rashi, and we go on, we'll see more about this question. But this is where the halacha steps in. It creates criteria when there is a problem of chatzitza. Again, what would I have said? We have to understand what would have been without the halacha mashmitz.
What's the
Abba
mean to say there's a thought between Rav and Kula? Isn't usually
the same thing as 100%? I mean, there is a kakulo in general, but lemaisa, that's a rule, rubo kakulo. But chatzitza is its own inyan. So now the halacha can step in and say, this is a new paradigm. As we started making a shir, maybe you missed it, chatzitza is not the halacha of tvila. There's two halachas. There's a din of tvila that you have to immerse something. Tvila means we call biasmayim, that you immersed it in the water. Now that we've gotten through that, now there's something called chatzitza. If there's an obstruction between the thing that you're immersing and the water, the thing is in the water. There's something that's mafsik. So that's a new klal, a new posel. Chatzitza is passeling in tvila. Now the question is, what are the criteria? So now you can't just. I mean, I hear the point. Maybe you look at cool, but you can't just automatically say because here. The very halacha itself has criteria. So now If I tell you rove, yes. It could be that if you don't have, let's say according to the tzad that we said that we would have said chatzitza needs kulo. Pshat is, if you don't have kulo, it's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza is a new posel, so the posel is kulo. It could be. Let's just see the Rashi. So again, Dvar Torah L'chumash Misina. Here comes Rashi, something interesting. Rubo says, right, what's Rove going on? Again, the Gemara says that the halacha is going on the call of Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak spoke about Dvar Torah being Rubo Umakbid as the two criteria for Chatzitza to pose a problem. Rashi learns Pshat. Rubo means Rove Sairo, Netuna Petit. O Kashur Achas Achas. See, here you have the example that we mentioned in asking on Rashi Amar Aleph. Here you see Mamash and Rashi, that you can have a case of Rove Sairo, where each strand, meaning of the majority of the strands, have this problem in it that they are tangled. So for some reason Rashi learns on Amar Aleph that it's a case of a Chatzisa Drabban, and L'chari, you could have come up with a case like we have in this very Rashi, because we're talking now by a level of Dvar Torah. But what's the example? Rubo, Rashi says Rove Sairo. Metuna petit, there's messy mud on most of the hair, or kashur achas achas, again, on most of the hair's individual strands, they are tangled with themselves. So that's rov, umakbid alav chotzes. This is, according to Rashi, the meaning of what the Gemara is saying for Rabbi Yitzchak, rubo means rov saira. Said, if it's makbid chotzes, ain makbid alav. So Rashi says, havele kigufe. So Rashi explains, what's the pshat of ein makbid alav? Havele kigufe. It's like part of the body. Hove ein sofa litlo, since you're not going to remove it, ubatu gabe, it's batu to the guf, v'lo chayitz. Whatever is batu to the guf is not chatzitza. So what did Rashi learn, pashtus, what would we have said without reading Rashi, that raklal of Rav Yitzchak of rubo makbid is going on basa. That's on the basa. Rashi says it's going on the seir. So Tosis quotes here, b'shem yesh mefarshim, and the Ran assumes that this is chor pshat and Rashi. Tosis and Irvin, in fact, attributes it to Rashi as well. That there is a shita, we'll see soon inside in the Ran about the arichus, but what does it say? That the only time that you have this criteria of only ruba umakbid being chotzeitz, that's by seir. But when it comes to basar, then even miut she'eno makbid is also chotzeitz. Basar has a different standard. Could be, that's what Rashi would be saying. Rashi would be saying that the only problem, the only time that we have these conditions, these two conditions, is by seir. The Ritva has a different way to read Rashi. According to the Ritva, Rashi is saying it for a different reason. This is, again, we're going to see it inside in the Ran, but there's a whole other discussion that emerges. Even if we grant that the halacha of Ruba or Makbid, these two criteria, are said by Gufo as well. Tosis has many kashas on what he calls either Rashi or Yesh Mefarshim. Many kashas, we have to know how to defend Rashi, if it's Rashi or whoever it is, from the various kashas of Tosis. But even if you grant that the halacha of Rubo HaMakbid, these two criteria, were said for Gufo as well, but the other issue that we'll have to look at is the big machokas, the Gaonim and the Rambam. Namely, when we define the notion of Rubo, are we looking at Sa'aro independently? Are we looking at Gufo independently? Or do we look at the net of the two together, collectively, as one? Right? In other words, do I have, and this would be again in all different directions. In other words, suppose I have Rove Sairo, but it's not Rove of Gufo and Sairo together. Would it be a problem of Chatzitza on the Seir? Let's say I'd have Rove of one, but it's not, right? It's not Rove of everything else together. In the other direction, it's Rove Gufo, but it's not Rove Gufo but Sairo. So, the Gaonim say that each one is viewed independently. And if there's a rove in that area, in a Sairo or in Gufo, then it's no chud, it's a problem of chatzitza. And the Rambam says, no, we have to look at the total area of everything together. Says the Ritva in Erevin, that Rashi didn't mean by saying robo, rove, Sairo, did not mean to say that the whole halacha of the criteria of Rav Yitzchak, of Rubo Makbid, was only said by Seir and by Basar, there was no, even Miut, Eno Makbid is already a chatzitza. Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi wanted you to know that, like the Shitas Hagaonim, that when you have Rove of Sairo, even if it's not the Rove of together, Gufo and Sairo, it would still be a problem of chatzitza. In other words, we look at each thing independently. Interesting. So comes out, Rashi just wanted you to have this extra chidush. First glance, hard to know. Why did Rashi have to stick it into Rav Yitzchak for? Rav Yitzchak was speaking about the klal of Rubo Makbid by Basar as well as by Seir. Why did Rashi Dafka grab onto the case of Seir to tell me an extra chidush? We have to understand this. This is what the Ritva says. It comes out that Shitas Rashi is in fact not like the Rana would have assumed, and Tosis and Erevin assumes that the whole halacha of Rubo Makbid was only said by Seir. Rashi wanted you to understand that we measure it independently. We have to understand the nature of this machokas. We'll get there. Let's just see the whole Gemara, and we'll see, slowly. Okay, this is the Klal D'Oraisa. Rubo Makbid. Rubo She'eno Makbid. What's the Pshat? Havale Kegufe. Rashi says it's Batul Gabe. So therefore, Chatzitza doesn't apply on something which is Batul. What did the Chachamim do? The Gazru, a Rubo She'eno Makbid. Why did they make a gzera there? Hoa v'avi rov, the dummy b'mixas l'chatzitza d'oraisa. There's some similarity to the problematic case of rov u'makbid, so there's a rov here. So they made a gzera there. They also made a gzera ba'al miyuto ha'makbid, hoa v'dummy le'bakpada. Again, a similarity in the fact that makbid is a criteria for d'oraisa, so even though it's only miyut, but you could confuse it maybe, right, with a rubo makbid, so they said mira makbid is also a problem. So gzera, fact the gemara, why not make a gzera as well by miut she'eno makbid? Gemara says hagufa gzera lav halacha moshmi sinaihu. The cases that we just gave of rubo she'eno makbid and miut hamakbid are not the raises. That's not part of the halacha. Elo gzera midrabana. The rubo hamakbid luchudei hu da havi halacha moshmi sinai, and therefore they will make gzera. Okay, this is the Gemara by Chatzitza. Let's just simply read on to the two dots, and we'll come back in more carefully by the end of Chatzitza. Let's see the next couple of lines. Machitzin hada amaran. So this, first we had a Shagvatai of Shiurin. Now we have a Shagvatai of Chatzitzin. And now we get back to the third word of that statement, Machitzin. Machitzin hada amaran. That's what we've been discussing. Lugova Asara, says Rashi, that we learned that from Ochamosh Misina. In fact, the Gemara, this Gemara is also in Erevin, same Hoshak Vitari here, Hanichu Rabbi Yehuda. All of this is good for Rabbi Yehuda, so for him, you have no other makar but Ochamosh Misina. Elo Rab Meir, Maikol Meimar. Says Rashi, Hanichu Rabbi Yehuda, Delo Nafkale Mikroi, it's Prechilchasa. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand that you need this Ochamosh Misina to tell me the Shir Machitz of Asara. According to Rav Meir, we learned it from the Pasuk. It's interesting. Which Pasuk? So the last thing that we came out with was the Pasuk of Sochin B'Chadfei Malkaporis. And we had a whole deal on this limud. Exactly what's the nature of the limud? Pasuk, the way it sounded from the Ritva and the Mishnah. It's halacha that the schach has to have 10 halal, 10 tefachim halal beneath it. Chachorah, at first glance, is not a din of machitza at all. It's a din that you chalal asara, tachas aschach. But it doesn't talk about the nature of the machitza. The machitza is fine. No, but if you say that, chachorah, what's the Gemara's kasha? If the machitza is fine, so then you need the halacha mishmisa to tell me that the machitza has to be asara. My nafkamina. The case that we gave by Chatak. You carve down in the middle, and it's more than Shir Lavud. So we said, why can't you say Dofen Akuma? The Gemara says before, you could say Dofen Akuma because it's not a Dofen. Why isn't it a dofen? Because it's not asara. Why do you need a dofen asara? So, and the sum of that case can even be a case where it's 10 with the roof, but that's not good enough, right? It has to be 10 without the roof. So if I didn't have Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me Mechitza has to be asara, I would have a valid case to say dofen akuma. No? So maybe you need the pasuk, you need Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me a din of dofen asara, nafkamina, that you wouldn't be able to say dofen akuma in a case where you had, a halal test, and then you had the roof, and the Mechitza would be fine in terms of that. But the problem is that, again, you're too far away. Elamai b'dofen akuma works for you. But why won't it work? Because I have halacha moshe misinai that the mechitza has to be asara levar mischacha. And if therefore I don't have a 10 without the mischach, I can't make a dofen for dofen akuma. So what do I see from this kasha? That even if all I have is the limud from where? From person, the chanfei mal kaporis, I already know what din of mechitza is asara. Which is what we were trying to say when we were at the sugya, that why make a new machokes in the lamdis of machitza, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lamaisa, Rameir's limit is also going to amount to the same thing. How so? We know that the Masharei pointed it out too, that we have a limud from here, that Lagabi Shabbos, you need a halal asara. The pshat is that only a reshus that is halal asara can become mukaf, the halos hekif of a machitza sasara can only take place on a halal asara. So over here, the chalos hekav takes place because of what's above. By sukkah, there's a din of fanos, and the fanos will create the hekav. And so too by Shabbos. But at the end of the day, the limud of sochen b'chanfeim is also going to teach us all that we need to know about machitza sasara. So that's the Gemara's kasha. From this Gemara, I can be medayik what we said. I think so. Otherwise, there's a nafkamina. I get you a nafkamina, a perfect nafkamina. If it's only going to be with the limud of Beis Olamim from the Kerubim and the Parsi Kenafayim, then Lechora didn't yet tell me that there's a problem in the Dofen, therefore there could be a case like this that I gave you that you could still say Dofen Akuma. But the Gemara has the Kasha in Erevin. It's also interesting. The Gemara has the same Kasha. Mechitzas Doraisa Ninu Damamar. The Gemara says, Mechitzas Doraisa Ninu. The Amamar, Arn Tisha, B'Kaporas Tefach, where can Asara? But Svicha, Elo Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, and according to Rav Meir, what do we do according to Rav Meir? Urav Meir, the Amar, Maiko, Meimar. But the Gemara, meanwhile, mentions the Limud only in the beginning of the Sud. So, enter the Gemara. Okay, so this is the Kasha. So, what is Rav Meir going to need the halacha for? He knows what he needs to know, but Mechitzas start from the Psukim, from the Drashas. If the Gemara ki asay hilchisa for the following, the good, the lavud v'dofen akuma, for the notion of good. Good means what? So Rashi says it means two types of things. The good, lehecha, ditzarech lemegad, when you have to pull it to be moshech the mechitza. Oh, good achis, oh asik, whether it's pulling in direction of going down, that's achis. Or in direction of going up, which is asik, to go up. To be ola, right? The maskana of the sugya is what's ola from the sugya, right? That's what we call maskana, masik. It comes up. It comes up from all the discussion. So that's asik. Rashi says, kigon achsadra bibika. The case of achsadra, we had this in the Tosis earlier. Damina ba pitikur yorid besosin, that the edge of the roof can come down. No, how do you read the Rashi? What's this kigon going on? Which case? Achis. Good achis, obviously. Yes, so Rashi sort of gave you the asik, but then asik we know. We had it before. But the kigon is going on the first case. But according to Rashi, meanwhile, you see that good includes both, and Pete Tikra is an example of that same halacha of good achis. Yeah. So this is one expression of what you have in the din of mechitza, of the halacha of mechitza. The second is lavud, pachas migimel, that halacha that closes the gap, and also dofen akuma, which is pachas midalad amas. That's for Rav Meir. Ask the Rashash, l'chor, there's something else that the Gemara left out. The very next sugya, We're going to see about how many walls the sukkah needs. So is tefanos, but those shows tefanos means that you can really have two, and the shlishis can be a filu what? A filu tefach. And Rashi himself says later that's part of the din. Right? Look at the Rashi there further down the Amud. Hilchos sahad amin le'eloch mos mi'sinai lahachi nami itmar. Hilchos sahad machitzos le'migrei le'shlishis dofen u'miskei betefach. That's part of the machitzos. Rashi himself says a couple of Dibra Maskels later that halacha of the Gemara is referring to, Gara L'Shlishis, that the third one can be a few tefach, that's halacha Mosh Misin, of Machitzos. So why is it left out in the Gemara? Yes, an answer for Rav Meir. Ki Asayochas, a good, a love, and a Vidofen Akuma. What else? Shlishis a few tefach. So what can we answer? Maybe you can remember a Lashon HaRash that we had on this, which is Rav Shash's answer. It's the Lashon HaRash that we had by the sugya of Istaba, yeah? What did the Rash say? How does it work, yeah? What?
Rowan,
as if it's Nimshach, yeah. So in other words, it's a variation of what rule? Good. It's a different type of good. Instead of good Asik, good Achis, it's stretched out horizontally. Could be. When the Mor says good, that already is merames to the din of shisa fil tefa. Interesting.
I'm sure now
if that's how, no, it's the thing. If, you have to see that in you, that's the sukkah coming up, a tease for the next sukkah. But if it's working, midin, drawing kilo nimshach, then could be that it fits within the rule of good. Good can be in a lot of different directions.
Rashi doesn't give that as an example, though.
Yeah, Rashi didn't say it. Yeah,
he did.
Rashi said good asik, good achis. Yeah, Rashi did. Yeah, so the ha'ara is a good ha'ara, right? The did. It's clear, but it's clear that it's part of the halacha. It's part of the din of machitza. Okay, that's the sugya. Let's go back to inyan of chatzitza. Questions? Yeah, Eitha.
If we're going to say the Rashash also mentioned
the
Yom Din, that would also be based on the Yom Din.
Yeah,
yeah. The Yom Din is also based on the Rashash.
We had two drachim
in the halacha. Also be based on gerasik. So then, why would we not say the same achok to be the svasagai?
Yeah. Okay. So that was what we discussed at the time, right? With the Rabban learns that in the Hanami, that's part that is connected. That was how the Rabban and Muhammad.
Well, how did one even have the?
If the machok, it could be the way the Rabban learns b'das the riff, that the riff didn't have to spell it out because the riff quoted the rule of the Chachamim's words, and that already is a way of saying that the Chacham argues in Svasagag as well. Because you don't see Rowan here, you don't see Rowan here. That was the Ramban's point. If the Machokis is only about the Shir Diyum Din, then it wouldn't help. Then you couldn't learn that way.
And also, if Rashi doesn't row out Mechitza, he used Mechitza Nikara, says that good Asuk Mechitzas aren't good enough as Mechitzas for Sukkah, so then why would it be if Diyum Din and Shisa Fud Tabach was a Mechitza of good Asuk, then at that ratio of that, that's not
Mechitzas Nikaros. You're asking by the case of Shusa Fil Tefach, how it's called Mechitzas Nikaros.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to wait for that sugya. It's coming in the next sugya. That's all the next Gemaras that are coming up, how to work out with the, you know, the aligning the walls. But Ha'ara it is, right? Why didn't the Gemara include this? Rashi's Mefurish, that this is part of the Hilchos HaMechitzin, so the Gemara left it out. Nothing's the only answer, but it's a ha'ara. Why didn't the Gemara mention also Shisa Fil Tefach? Good, Lavud, and Dofen Akuma, that's it. I mean, we also saw the Rashi later, and Daf Yud Zayin, we mentioned this already, that within the, that was already for Shiurin, that wasn't for Mechitzin, that was for Shiurin. But this is for Mechitzin. Yeah.
When you say Mechitzin, is it Braisa when it says Mechitzin, referring even to Hilchos Mechitzos Meshavis?
That's what Tosfos said at the beginning of the sugya.
So maybe that's why we wouldn't be able to say Shlishis if you would tefach would be including that because it's in by Shabbos.
No, but I'm saying, it spoke about different inyanim. It spoke about different halachas. You mean only want to mention those things that are nogea bein b'Shabbos bein b'Sukkah. I mean, it spoke about things that are nogea only for Sukkah too, like Shlishis if you would tefach. You're saying the Gemara didn't. You're answering the Gemara didn't want to list. The Gemara only listed those things that are shayach bein b'Sukkah bein b'Shabbos. Yeah, it's a yishuv. Okay, let's go back to the inyan of chatzitza. So we have already mentioned as we had the Rashi, a very important machlokas that relates to the two inyanim that we have to be able to bring together. One is the machlokas regarding whether there's any criteria at all when it comes to besaro. These two criteria, what they said, bein besairo, bein begufo, was it only said by sairo? The Mashmos of Rashi at first glance, as Tosis and Ervin interpreted Rashi, as the Ran is going to interpret Rashi, the two criterion were only said Benogea Sairo by Gufo, even Miuch Eina Makbid is Chotze. It's one Indian. And then the other Indian is, even if we assume that there's Halacha of Rubo HaMakbid that's required by Gufo, but now we have to ask ourselves, when we talk about Sairo Gufo and you need Rubo HaMakbid, is it the total amount and area of both to determine Rubo, or is Rubo measured independently by Sairo, independently by Gufo? Let's look at the Ran in Shavuos, and then we'll see, based on this Machlokes, it's going to get mentioned, the Rambam and the Gaonim. Zog the Ran, it's inside. A lot of the Hilchas Nida is found in Shavuos, because you have Yanim there mentioning, you know, in the Rif, and then the Ran goes on that. In Mikvos, you have it in Perek Tes. In Yanim Chatzitzar, in Mikvos, Perek Tes, Tosis quotes some of it. And in Yerodea, you have it in Kup Tzadi Ches, Kup Tzadi Tes, in Yerodea. And here you have it in the Rif and the Ran in Shavuos, the end of the second parak. Okay, so Dvar Torah, Rubo Makbid Alav Chotzitz. Perish Rashi, Zal, Rov Sa'aro, Kosher Achas Achas. V'chem Pirish B'pirka Kama D'suka. Rashi gives us the case of Rubo HaMakbid in terms of Seir. Mashbid the Svirle. So says the Ran, it seems that Rashi holds the Dafka Besaro Hudim Efalginan Vahachi. It's only by Sairo that we make this distinction and we say you need Rubo and Makbid. Avod Besaro Afil Mil Che'eno Makbid Chotze. So here you have this Shita presented. Again, Tosus here is going to quote B'Shem Yesh Mepharshim. Tosus in Erevin is in fact going to quote it B'Shem Rashi, and the Ran also assumes this B'das Rashi. By Besaro, Afil Miuch Eino Makbid Chotzis. What brought Rashi to learn this way? What brought Rashi to say this? The Nira. She's Kiko Zalafarish Kane, Mishum, the Hassam Perkamid Suka. This is the Suga we just read. Aminan. She Urin, Chatzitsin Machitsin, Elochamish Misinai, Uparchinan, Chatzitsin Do Raisin in the Udhsiv, and so on. Uparchinan, Kiasayhochaso is Sairo. That's what the Gemara first answered. Uparchinan, we ask on that, Sairo Nami de Raisa, because it says S. And then we have the Gemara says, Ella, Kiasayuchasa, Lerubo, Umiuto, Lemakbid, Sheino Makbid. The halach is going, Benogay, the Nyanam Ro versus Miut, and Makbid versus Eino Makbid. The Amrav Yitzchak, Vartora, Rubo, Makbid, Chotzes. So the Gir said that the Ran just quoted from the Gemara has the word Ella. Before the Gemara gives the Teretz, which is the final teretz pshat, in when you need halacha, ki asayuchas of yuzi, ela. So it means that we're falling away from what we just said a minute ago, that the halacha is said b'nogei asayro. No, ela, no. Now the real answer is that the halacha came to tell me the nyanim of rubo hamakbid, and that's what the halacha wanted to tell you, the klolim of chatzitza, the details, when it's chotzes, when it's a problem of chatzitza. But nira shehuza lohi goris ela. The Rashi did not have the girsa ela, Hilchisa. Rather, what was the Girsa? Not Ella, but Hilchisa Kid Rav Yitzchak. Like, sort of like we have in our Gemara. Kiasa Hilchisa, not Ella. No Ella. Mashma de Chishaninan Kiasa Hilchisa Lerubo Ulumiyuto. When we give this Teretz, Ashinuya Kama Kaiminan. We're still going on the what we just said, on the answer that we previously said. The Shanin on what we just said a minute ago was Ki Aseu Chesal Isairo Avo Bipsaro B'chol Gav Navi Chatzitz. So says the Ran, this is Shitas Rashi. Okay, so we have an interesting Mahalach, we have to understand it. But Rashi was not Goris Ella, everyone else is Goris Ella. If you're not Goris Ella, it's as if it would have said Ella. Sometimes Sigmar doesn't say it, but it means it. Then he brings the kasha that we'll see in the Tosfos, so we can leave it for now. He brings the kasha from the Sugin Yevamis. The Gemara has a case of a tevila of a giores who's meuberes, and we say you don't need a new tevila on the Vlad. And the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yitzchak because. And the kasha is why, and the Gemara says, well, you can tell me because of Rav Yitzchak, it's okay because he's not makbid, but it's still a problem because kulo is chotzeitz. What do you have to ask? Because of Kahana, the Kuas Chotzes. Ask because of the rule is that by Besaro it doesn't matter. Even if it's Mirchen Amachvit. So that's the Kasha they ask. Yavamis Tosus says over there, Mark could have asked that Kasha too. You might ask a better Kasha. But go down a few lines. Ela vadai gasinan. So because of this kasha, ela vadai gasinan ela. So because of this kasha, Tosus has more kashas. Same Tosus. But therefore the girsa must be ela, ki asa yokasa, gurubo miuto, kilomar. Bahada be mi piruka kama. We're chosen from the first terrors, darminan, because asa yokasa lishairo. We're no longer holding that at that. So it comes out that we have a rule of rubo hamakbid by gufo as well. Not like he says to Das Rashi. Now comes the other inyan. Now that we have this established, not like Rashi, at least for the Ram's pshat and Rashi. Now says the Ran, Kasav HaRambamza, Tag Beis Milchus Mikvaos B'Shem HaGaonim. You have it here, right? You have the Rashi and the Ram. Take a look at the Ram and come back to the Ran. Rabam Tag Beis HaRacha Tezvav. Stay Cyrus, O Yeser, Sheikshurin, Ke Achas, Kesher Echot, Enel Chotusin, Vinishamayim Boim Bohem. The Rambam holds the case of Suffolk, the case of two is also not a chatzitza, and more is also not, as we know for sure, is not. So, stay Cyrus or more is not a chatzitza because the water gets in. Saira achas, shenikshira, if it's one sar that's tied up in itself, is chotzitz, behu sheyir makpid aleha. As long as there's makpid, that's the problem of miyut hamakpid. Avam eno makpid aleha, then also lo tefila, then it would be fine because that's called miyut sheh eno makpid. Unless you get to what point where it's going to be a rov sheh eno makpid. At sheyia rov what? At sheyia rov sa'aro kosher nima nima bifni atma kazeh ha'agonim. So at what point do you have a problem of rubo sheh eno makpid? At the point that you have majority of the strands of here that are individually tied with themselves. Then I have a problem. What about the goof? Doesn't matter. The goof could be totally without any obstructions at all. I have a problem in the chatzitza because of the seir. Dr. Rambam, the Yerali, Shesaro shel adam kigufa hu chashuv liyim tvila. The sar is like the goof. The eno kiguf bifnei atzmo. It's not like its own guf. Kadesh noma rov haseir. Who says rov seir? Ela afal pi shekol seir rosho kasher nima nima. Im eno makbid alav osa lo tefila. Ela im kein nitztaref lechotzeitz acher. It's that combined with another mashu that's chotzeitz. Another obstruction on gufo. V'nimtza kol rov gufo. K'moshe b'yarn. In other words, the problem is only going to be if between the seir and the guf, I have rov, that's a problem of rubo sheino makbid, that's the rabban machatzitza. But if I just have rov seir, but it doesn't amount to rov seir and the guf together, the Ram feels not a problem. So what is this machokas about? Let's see how the Ram presents it. Back in the Ram. Because of a Ramzal peg base milchus mikvos, vishema ga'olim zal, the rov seir, Hakasha nima nima chotzeitz, afal pishen rov gufo. Mashva de spirole. Now here's the Ran teaching up pshat in the Gaon. Let's hear how the Ran explains it. What's the pshat? Why is it that rov sairo creates a problem even if it's not going to be a net between gufo and sairo rov? Why? Why is this true? The Ran is giving us a very interesting hesber. Mashva de spirole. The Kevan de Islan Trey Kroy. Remember, there are two separate psukim. Chad Yisairo v'chad Yipsaro. Now, what does he mean, Rabosai? For two psukim regarding what halach? A bit unclear. You could learn it two ways. Either he means two psukim regarding what? Regarding chatzitza. Or he means two psukim regarding the Tzvi itself, Tzvi itself, yes, my. Pashtas, what do you think he probably, he sounds like he means? The chatzitza. There's a halach of chatzitza of the sarah b'mayim on the goof. And then the S, which is Sairo, and that also ties in, that goes back to the chatzitza as well, the Gemara was asking. So let's learn it that way. It could be there's a way to learn it the other way too. But the Ram doesn't seem to foolish. There's a special din, the Torah spoke about Seir b'fnei atzmo and the goof b'fnei atzmo. There's a separate halacha of chatzitza for each one. I wouldn't automatically assume that there's a chatzitza prop by one that is a chatzitza by the other. But the Torah tells me a special din of chatzitza by Saira. Yeah, yeah.
Just to clarify, Rebbe said that the other side of learning would be even according to the first group, even in light of the Havamina, we said we would still have two students that should be as mine.
Well, nice. So we do have a seven pasuk of Bias Mayim. You know, you have Bias Mayim that the Torah is teaching me on the Tevilah of the Basar, and the Torah teaches me Bias Mayim on the Seir.
But I thought we just clarified that that's specifically for Chatzitza.
No, it's both. It goes to both. The S, Hatafel of Saro, is now being Nisrabe on Bias Mayim and also on the Chatzitza. Because we're going to Besaro B'mayim, so either the Chotzitz. And now it says S, so the S is now a limud on Bias Mayim on Seir, and also halach of chatzitza for Seir. So which is the Ran referring to? He says, Islan Trey Kroy, Chad L'Sairo V'Chad L'Bsaro. Let's learn it right now, the means on the chatzitza. Therefore, Kol Chad V'Chad V'Apei Nafshehu. Each one is seen as standing alone. Therefore, what comes out? Rov Besaro, Afo Pisha Eno Rov Sairo, creates a problem. Again, according to the Gaonim, Oh Rov Sairo, Afo Pisha Eno Rov Gufo Chotzitz. The Rabban is giving us a bit of a hesper here. What is the Pshat? It's a separate din of Chatzitza by Seir and a separate din of Chatzitza by Gufo. And therefore, each one has its own halachas of when it's chotzitz, ruba hamakbid midaraisa, ruba sheina makbid rabbanan. Let's try to be, you know, bring it l'sabre sa'ozen a little bit more carefully. Like, what does he mean? A separate din. So I think it's a pashut mashal. Like, when you talk about gufa, so let's imagine there was a chatzitza on a particular part of the guf, your hand, and on the hand, rove of the hand has a chatzitza. But the goof in its totality, it's only a mute. And if it's eno makbid, so it's not even the rabban the problem. And if it's makbid, it could be the rabban the problem, not midaraisa. But it's not going to be rov hamakbid, because it's not rov goof. Aye, it's rov yad. The answer is no one is going to say that you're going to consider the tefillah separate than the gehilchas chatzitza on the yad versus another part of the body. It's one. This is where the Gaonim now have their chiddush. When the Torah says the din of chatzitza by Sairo, so the Torah is machadesh that it's a separate inyan when you talk about the tefillah of Sairo binogei, it's halachas of chatzitza. It's not that you look at it as the Torah is machadesh to us, as we see now in the Rambam, that Sairo also goes into the same halacha. No, Sairo, if I wouldn't have the drasha by Sairo, I would say, maybe by Sairo there's no din chat, maybe there's din tefillah, maybe there's no din chatzitza. Maybe there, it doesn't bother me that there was a chatzitza. So the Torah is machadish halacha chatzitza by Seir. But now, it's distinct from the guf. By the guf, yad, the regal, it's all the same. It's all the same chetz of tefillah with whatever criteria chatzitza is a problem, it's a problem. But how do you measure it? Rove of this entity, of goof. But by Seir, it's a separate halach. Where does the Rambam differ as the Ran goes on? For who's our sover? That's the Rambam. The Seiro ubesoro chad gufahu. Chad gufahu. It's, again, he doesn't say these words, but in other words, it'll be like the yad and the rega. The Torah was machadesh that what's true, that the seir is mitzdarf to the guf. It's the same halacha. So you have to take the seir into account when you have tefillah, benugeh, everything, hilchus chatzitza, it's all one. So the Torah is machadesh, the seir is the same. And therefore, how can you measure seir separately? The halacha is, chatzitza is defined by the criteria of Rove Hamakbid, that's the Din Doraisa, and Seir is Bechal, everything. So Seir and Gufa come together. Nafil Ko Seiro Kasha Nima Nima, even the, every single strand of the hair is tied itself. Eno Chotis, Elam Kain, Yes Begufo, Dava Chotis, to whom Maskim were Rove Gufo. Rive it, Maskim with Basagos of Debia Gaonim. And then he brings an interesting halacha l'maisa point that we hold a halacha about this. He says, why do we find, wait, there's a whole separate discussion, what's called makbid, b'shas tevila, or in general, the ravid shita is what we makbid with rings based on this. He brings from the ravid that makbid means that there's some times that you would be makbid having it on, even though when you're coming to be tevil, you're not makbid. That's why typically we take off rings, women take off rings, even for we have for other Yom Chatzif Satilas Yadayim Bechuli, even though you have the ring, you want it on. But the answer is, there are times that you take it off when they're kneading dough and so on, and therefore that's enough to view it as Chatzif. Yeah, the Imar anyway brings a halacha that even things that are taking not a Chatzif, they should take off also. But that's a Chumrah. But the union of the rings is based on this Rive. So I think we have a bit of an understanding of what this Machogus of Rambam and the Gaonim are about, the way the Ran had us set us straight here. It's the Gaonim learn, it's a separate halacha. The separate halacha that we learn out, Chatzitza by Saira. What about the first inyan that the Ran began with? This Shita, again, we've seen Tosis more about it, and the Kashis on what he says is Shita's Rashi, that maybe the whole halacha of Ruba HaMakpid was only said by Seir, by Basar, everything is Chotzit. So, does that relate to the second inyan in the Rat? Her two separate inyan? No. Second Avram, second. So, it's an interesting thing I found in the Bir HaGra, this is in Simon Kuf Sadi Ches, which is Dine Tvila Vachatzitza, in Yeridea, Kuf Sadi Ches, in Sivkatan Hay in the Gra, Sivkatan. No, Sivkatan Yud Nigra. It's in Sifhe, but it's in Sivkatan Yud. So in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Shtei Cyrus or Yosef Shahayukshurim Ke'echad Kesher Echad Einam Chotzitzin. Then he says, Sarah Achas Shinikshra Chotzetzes. So that sounds like which shita? Read it again. Like who? Like the Gaon. Like the Gaon. That's where Mechaber paskens. Says the Gra. Listen to this. Who and so on. But Ayin Rashi be'ervent of Dalam Beis Diba Maschu Rubo. Okay, this is the Rashi. It parallels our Rashi. What does Rashi say in the Maschiru? You have it in your side of your Gemara maybe also. What does Rashi say? Diba Maschirubo. Rov Saro. Rov Saro. Shem Yeshbo. Dava Hachotzeis. Don Dam Yavesh. Yovetit. Right? That, so Rashi says Rubo means Rov Saro. Ushmamina, so Gern says the Afro gav the Rashi also l'shitaso. Listen to how the Gro went Rashi. Even though Rashi goes l'shitaso, shepiresh the ein chatzitza bebasar. Okay, so how did the Gro learn Rashi? Like the way the Ran learned Rashi, the way Tosis and Erevin learned Rashi. The Rashi holds that by Basar there's no din chatzitza, meaning there's no shear of Rubo Mak, but anything is chotzitz, right? In chatzitza means there's no klali chatzitza by Basar. Abo Tosis chokim alav, kima shekasav sham bidim maskel dvar Torah. Tosis and Erevin argues, and just like Tosis here argues on that. Mikol mokum bezem modim rov haposkim l'Rashi. But in this regard, everyone is molded to the Rashi. What do we see from the Rashi? The Rov Seir B'chud Chotzeis. What do I see in this Gra? Hear me out. The Gra is using Rashi as a mocker, as a raya to the Gaonim. Even though the Gra concedes Pshat in Rashi is not what the Ritva learns in Rashi, as we'll get to. The Ritva learns that Rashi never meant to say that by Basar there's no din of Chatzitza, no Tanayim of Chatzitza. Rashi Dafka wants to tell me like the Gaonim. That's what the Ritva learns in Rashi. But everyone else assumes in Rashi that Rashi holds, like the Yesh Mepharshim of Tosis here, that by Basar everything is Chotzitza. Yet, the Gra, even though he learned that way in Rashi, he says, but I see this much from Rashi. I see that even if we argue on Rashi on that point, and we hold that the din of Rubo HaMakbid is said by Basar as well, but when you have Rov Seyar, there will be a problem of Chatzitza. Where'd the Gra get away seeing that in Rashi, if Rashi, after all, doesn't hold? He holds that Rashi's point is that he says Syro because he holds that the whole halacha of Ruach Makkah is by Seir. So how does that speak to the issue that we're discussing? Well, Chur, the answer would be Pasha. Go ahead, Avram. What's the answer?
If you're holding that the goof, you don't need a robe, then you don't get to treat the hair separately.
Because the Gaon is going at the root of the matter. In other words, there's no way that you can learn that the halacha of Seir is different in the Shiurei Chatzitza than Basar, unless you see Seir as a whole different paradigm. You can tell me by Chatzitza, by Basar, anything is Chotzitz. Mi yitsh eino makbid. And by Seir, it's Rova makbid. So what does that mean? Obviously that there's a whole new halacha of Seir, of Tefillah Seir with Chatzitza, by Seir, distinct from that of Basar. Otherwise, you couldn't have different Shiurei in the Chatzitza. So even though it so happens that we don't accept Rashi on terms of saying that the shiur by basar is anything, miyosh in a makbid, we hold that there the shiur is also rov a makbid, and miyosh is not a chatzitza. But we see this much in Rashi. We see that clearly the din of Seir was a separate halacha, the Torah's machadish in the din of Seir, Musabapi Nafshi, like the Ran said. It's a separate halacha of tefillah by Seir with its own halachas of chatzitza. And if that's true, just like Rashi could say it in terms of his own shita, so even if we don't embrace Rashi's shita in terms of the nafgamina that by basar anything is chotzeitz, even if it's eno makbid, no, he has to be also miut rov hamakbid midoraisa, and miut eno makbid is not chotzeitz even drabanan. It's true, but this much we can understand from Rashi that when it comes to the halacha of seir, it's its own halacha of chotzeitz. In which case, if there's a rov seyar, then what? Then it'll be a problem, even if it's not rov aguf. So the Gro is able to use the Rashi as a support to the Gaonim, even if Rashi didn't intend it to be the Gaonim. That's Pasha Pshat in the Gaon. He just what his words are saying. The Maisa, what did the Ritva say in the Das Rashi, the Ritva in Erevin? The Ritva says that Rashi never meant the Sheet of the Yesh Mepharshim. Rashi actually only meant to say the port of the Gaonim. Why? Because he wanted you to know that the halacha is Rov Seir alone creates a problem. Why does Rashi mention it? So what, Rashi has to tell me his own chiddush. I can stick in a chiddush here. Why is he saying it b'das Rabbi Yitzchak? No, it's much better than that. Because Rabbi Yitzchak is telling me halacha of Rubo HaMakbid. And there's a separate halacha by Basar, a separate halacha by Seir. It's a separate halacha. So Rashi has to pick something, right? If you would just say Basar, then something is left out. You didn't address the halacha by Seir. So Rashi decided to pick Seir because meanwhile I'll be able to learn that extra chidush that if you have Rov Seir by itself, even if it's not Rov Aguf, it's also a problem of Chatzitza. So it's not that Rashi had to force a chidush into the Gemara that who asked him to do it. If Rashi is already working with the premise that you see the Gra used the premise as what he saw in Rashi, Rashi holds that it's a separate halacha of Chatzitza by Seir. Rashi already knows that. So it's already a given. That's its own halacha. So why pay? If I tell me Basar, I didn't tell me Seir. So Rashi tells me a chiddush by Seir. So according to the Ritva, Rashi never meant anything more than the Gaon. According to the other understandings of Rashi, Rashi meant that by Basar, anything is chotzeit, mi'ch eino makbid. But meanwhile, we see from Rashi that it's a separate halacha of chatzitza by Seir, and therefore, if we don't accept Rashi, l'shita so, but we'll still understand that the Gaonim are correct. That would be that the Gro was saying. Yeah. Oh, wait, Avram, sorry, before. Yeah, all right, go.
Would we be forced to say the other way, too, that if we read Rashi like the Ritva, Or if you, maybe even differently, if you would say that they are the same off of the old, like the Ron does, and how Tosis does that really, that really they are Rubo applies to both. Would you be forced to say like the Rambam? Or could we even say...
No, that's exactly what the Gro is doing. The Gro is saying that from this Rashi, I can bring a riot to the Gaon. Even though Rashi, as understood by the Gra, was saying that by the whole two conditions of Ruba HaMakbid are only said by Seir, not by Basa. By Basa, anything is Chalfit. But meanwhile, I can see from Rashi this much, that even if we hold that by Gufo, only Ruba HaMakbid, but this much I can pull out of Rashi, that if I have Rov by Seir, if it's not Rov HaGuf via Seir, it's still going to be a Chatzitza. Where did Gra see that in Rashi? He saw it because the underlying issue on both points is what the Ran mentioned in that one line in the middle, because we view Seir as a separate din, as opposed to the Rambam, who sees it as the Torah's Machadish, that Seir is like a hand and a foot. It's all the same. That's what the Torah's Machadish, the din of Tefillah Seir, Chatzitza Seir. The Torah's Machadish, that it's all one. Well, if you say, no, the Torah's Machadish, a separate halacha of Seir. No, the fact that there can be different halachas of chatzitza here, anything is chotzitz. Here, only Rav HaMakbid obviously indicates that's a separate halacha. So even if we don't hold that, we hold that the shear happens to be identical. But clearly, if you understand that the Torah was teaching me a separate halacha of chatzitza by seir, so now you're going to have to measure it internally, not in terms of the combination. You have to measure it in terms of itself, not in terms of the guf and the seir. That's why the group connected the two issues together. Avram Rafi, yeah.
I mean, I just want to understand what Sia says. I mean, if you hold that you don't treat them separately, right?
If
you don't treat them separately, like the hair and the goof,
yes.
You have to mash them. But meaning, if we're treating the hair and the goof, and you need rove in the whole thing, then
yes.
Don't you just need a rove in both? You're not mash them. Like, you need a rove in the goof, and you need a rove in the sarah.
No.
How can you have rove in the seir, and then you mash the rove with something from the goof. Like, it has to be a rove in the goof in and of itself also, no?
How would it add up?
It would have to be a rove in both spheres, no? Because you're treating the hair as part of the goof. Like, total.
What did the rabbi mean? You have to the lashon rabbi, right?
Yeah. What does it mean to be mash them, like?
Elim kin starip l'chotzeit acher al gufo. The nimtza kol rov gufo. No. I understand what you're saying. If you have rov haseya,
right,
and that's all you have, and in the guf there's almost nothing on it, and you're taivo. So l'maisa right now it's not rov haguf haseya.
Right. So we need also something that's rov guf.
Right. But let's say you have, let's say 99% of the seya. And you have now 40% of the goof is covered, no?
That's not rove of goof. You need, don't you?
No, you don't need rove. No, you need a rove together. So that's rove, that wouldn't be rove together. 99% of seir and 40% of the goof. Isn't that majority of both together?
Oh, so like you combine...
Yeah. That's the point. That's exactly our machokas. In other words, if I see seir as a separate din, then rove seir would be a problem. And you know, even if it doesn't create, even if it's not a combination between the two, yeah. I'll give you another thought. We'll get to the case in the Tosus. You'll see the Tosus inside. But let's imagine the cloud that Tosus brings from the Yavamis, that the kulo, even eno makbid is chotzeit, kan the kulo. How do you define the kulo? Let's say you have kol haseya. And it's Eino Makbid. Well, be the halacha. Okay, again, Rav Kahana's rule that Gemara Yevamos, Tosis quotes from Gemara Yevamos. If Kulo is Chotzeit, you Eino Makbid. Rov Eino Makbid is not Chotzeit Midaraisa. But Kulo is Chotzeit. So, Chor, this Nafgamina, Machokis, Rambam, and the Gaonim would play out in this case. What would be if you have Kulo on Seir? And he's not makbid. Is it chatzitza do rice? So if you look at everything independently, then I have a problem of afkala. Kulo is chotzit, even by eno makbid. And this is kulo on seir, it's kulo. But if seir is only halacha that it's treated like the guf, just like the hand and the foot are one guf. So the Torah is machadish, the seir is it's part of the guf and it's one din. So then I don't have kulo. Because kulo has to mean kulo of everything together. Okay, who has a question? Eitan or Rafi, go. Yeah. Tosus says
about
we're going to meet Tosus in a second. We'll start the Tosus yet.
Is that like the Rambam, or they're also like individual?
Which word of Tosus? What are you going on?
When he's saying that if you wrote Boster, that thing besides with like the hair, the non-factor, or is it saying Goof or just
like Boster? The issue in Tosus is not. It's not the issue of Seiruf, of the Ram and the Gaon. The issue of Tosis is the issue of whether there's any klal of Ruba HaMakbet that was said by Basar, or anything is Chotzis. Yeah, that Tosis doesn't discuss the Ram and the Gaon.
I know what I'm saying. The thing that Rod took out, that since Rashi is
right,
talking about Seiruf,
right.
Now we know the different entities.
Right, right.
Take the same thing out of Tosis. The Tosis said Ruba HaMakbet is just going on Basar, so now you know that Basar and Seir are going to be considered like two separate entities.
No, because maybe the Pshat is Ruba Makbet goes on Basar, goes on Seir, because it's the same.
That's what I'm asking. So if you like the Rambam, that they're...
It could be, no, it could be either way. I don't know. That's,
if you the other way, you could have taken the same exact thing they brought together, Rashi had it.
I mean, I think it goes one way, not the other. No, if you hold like, you know, from the Rashi, I can prove that Seir is independent, because you see, by Basar there's no din of Ruba Makbid. So then it must be Seir is its own din. So now I can assume that Lumdis, and now even if I argue on Rashi and I say that Ruba Makbid is a din by Basar as well, but this much I see in Rashi that Seir is its own halach, and therefore you measure Ruba Makbid by the Seir by itself. That's the grub. Tosus, I don't see any indication. Tosus just is going to prove, not like Rashi, that the Gemara is, let's say, not, Gemara saying Ella, the Gemara is going back to Basar. And now, for all I know, it's the Chiddush of Seir is that it's the same halacha as Guf. I don't know. I don't know one way or the other. I don't think it's. Yeah.
You're saying that Rashi need to explain the original explanation of Seir's halacha moshim Sinai, that it's not the same as Basar, it's going like the Gra. So why?
The Gra learns like the way the Ran learns in Tosis, and the Ritva has a different meaning for Rashi. The Gra learns Pshat and Rashi like the Ran, for example. Right? The Rashi is saying, like the Yesh Mepharshim in Tosis, that Basar doesn't have any criteria of Ruba HaMakbid at all.
Basar, even
the Miyuch Eino Makbid. But we're going to see Tosus. We'll start Tosus in a minute. Yeah.
But Rashi, then Rashi is saying that, however,
Seir, that's where the whole statement of Ruba HaMakbid, the Doraisa, Dvar Torah, that's only by Seir.
How come Rashi explains the case of Chalakamot Sinai as the Gzera, the Ravan, of Miyuch?
What evening? Dvar Torah, Chalakamot Sinai,
Ruba
HaMakbid. Yeah, that's a ha'ara we had. I don't know if we have an answer to that. No, that halacha of Nima Achas, that was before the Gemara mentions of Yitzchak. But this halacha, Nima Achas, is a chatzitza, could have been nogeya doraisa, if this Nima Achas is not just one Nima, but rove of the Se'eros have individual hairs that are stuck to themselves. Or it could be where it's an isolated nima. So Rashi chose to explain it as a mi'an ha-makbid case as opposed to a rov ha-makbid case. Why, I don't know. Just on the statement of nima achas kshua, Rashi chose to explain it because we know it's a case of the gzeir. Yeah.
Could it possibly be, there's a separate possible girsa on Bava Manal regarding where we learn that din of chatzitza for b'saro?
Yeah, Rashi says the Yerusha should be Besaro Bamai.
It must be that the Ram Machlokes Ram Gaonim would maybe be somewhat rooted in this, as in if you say that if there were two possible pasukim to learn out from. So if you're learning out from this other pasuk as called Besaro Bamai and not the same pasuk that we bring later, so then you have a different pasuk, different makor for.
I have to think about what you're saying. I don't know. I have to think about it. I hear what you're trying to think. Okay, Dvar Torah is Oktosis. Dvar Torah Rubo Umakvedav Chotis. Yesh Mefarshim. So there are those who hold the hacha ayri b'seir aval b'basa chotzitz afilu mi'utos eino makbid. Tosus doesn't identify here who the yesh mefarshim are. Yesh mefarshim. However, in Erevin, Tosus says pirish bekuntris b'sairo masma aval b'sairo afilu mi'utos eino makbid chotzitz. So in Erevin, Tosus directly attributes this to Rashi and asks the same kashas that we have now in our Tosus. Our Tosus yesh mefarshim. Frektos is the kasher Rabbeinu Tam from the Gemara in Yevamos. Mehadar minan perika arel. Nachris meuberes shenizgaira. B'na ein sarach tvila. So they have the Gemara statement is a case of a woman who's becoming Jewish and she's pregnant and she goes to the mikvah. There's no need to have a tvila for the child. So the Gemara wants to understand why should that be. So you'll tell me because it's not a chatzitza. The child's not getting the direct BS9. There's an obstruction because the woman's, you know, the fetus is inside the mother. So there was a chatzitza in terms of the mother. So the answer is there's no. She's not makbid, right? It's rebise. That's the normal thing. But the Gemara asks. See, you'll tell me that's why it's okay. Amai, v'chid tema, why is it not a chatzitza? V'chid tema, you'll tell me it's not a chatzitza, why not? Mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak. Because Rabbi Yitzchak say that the only time you have a problem of chatzitza is if it's rubo ha-makbid, then it's a problem del reis. And here, obviously, it's not that way. As Rashi says over there, hacha lo kapit b'hai chatzitza, hai v'lada, de Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rashi says that even though the Drabban, there is a problem, but here we can certainly establish it on Dine Torah. We don't have to make a Chumah Drabban, and so we would make the Chumah Drabban, and Rashi points out. So therefore, it solves the problem. The Racham are not going to be Machmir B'kai Gavna by Gioris, and the Deraisa, it's not a problem because it's not Makbid, so maybe everything is good. But the Mar says, no, it's not good. Why? I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Lo Shanu El Rubo, Avol Kulo, Schotzeitz. So Rav Kahana says that kulo is chotzitz. Comes to kulo, there's a problem of chatzitza even by eino makbid. That's the kash of the Gemara, and for the Gemara, the chidush of shani uber dahani rebise. New chidush, new teretz. Hani rebise, it's not a chatzitza at all, since this is the nature of the way it is. That a blood is in the mother, that's not a chatzitza because that's the nature of how it is. That's not a chatzitza, that's the normal thing. That's the teretz. What's bothering Tosus? The kash of the Gemara. Gemara needed to invoke Rav Kahana to rebut the kasha from Rabbi, that we wanted to solve the kasha by bringing Rav Yitzchak. He says, no, Rav Yitzchak is not going to help you here. Why? Because Rav Kahana says, kulo is chotzitz. No, but if Rav Yitzchak only said this rule of what? Of two conditions, of ruba and makbid, only where? Only by seir. But by basar is what? By basar, even what? Even mirch in a makbid is chotzitz. So what's the Gemara need Rav Kahana to ask the Kasha from? Because here it's kulo, so it's, you know, even in a mak, but forget Rav Kahana. Rav Yitzchak's not going to help you to begin with. Because we're talking here not by Seira. V'hashta da'adifa ha'vali la'akshuyeh. Gemara should have asked stronger. The bebasar afilu mashu. Afilu eno mak b'chotzitz. According to the Yishyesh Mepharshim, that by basar, even a mashu, even a miut, so that's so Rav Yitzchak doesn't help you at all. Then why ask Rav Kahana? This is kasha number one. Tosus in Yevamos and other places says, okay, but b'lav achi parach shapi, Gemara brings the kasha from Rav Kahana. Tosus didn't think it was such a terrible kasha. Okay, see, it's getting late. Tosus now has another kasha from cases of Kalin. V'ol midikayav shiura b'chatzitzam sechsim mikvos. U'maisila b'sof eluk sharin. Alamardas, Avshim Gamliel Omer Adki Isra Italki. This is on a saddle, so it talks about how much it's considered to be makbid until that size. Machokis in the Mishnah there. Va'od Maisiyasam Shal Banoyim, Shal Timid Chachamim. So then they're makbid even on one side, on a stain or something that's a chatzitza. So we said Echad Chotzit Vishabur, who's Amaoretz, Mishneit Stadin, Bezvachim, so Per Damchatas, Damal Bigdol Chotzit Vim Tabachu, he's a butcher, ain't no chotzeitz. Ravava bigdol chotzeitz. The mocher ravavu, so he doesn't care, he's selling it anyway. It's like a waxy thing, ain't no chotzeitz. So you have to know, this already is a kash that we have to figure out a teretz for Rashi, if it is Rashi. Here you have examples of kelim, the gadim, that are tame. So l'chayra, what's the halacha begadim? Begadim tefilas kelim for us, let's say as well. L'chayra is very nogeya. If you hold that by basar, by guf, even miyach eno makbid is chotzeitz, that means you have to be makbid every time tefilas kelim for us, anytime you have tefila of begadim for tumma, kelim, it's the same thing as basar aguf of a person. Here it's mefurish in the Gemara, that it's totally what? In whether you're makbid or not, which means that if you're not makbid, no problem. Chora, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's identical to guf. It should be a problem regardless. So how can you have these cases of makbid, not makbid? It should be relevant. It should be the sahalacha that anything is chotzeitz. This is already a kasha we have to figure out a yeshiv for. Okay, we have to see more about this. Mefarshim, we'll finish this inyan hopefully tomorrow, and then we have to go back to the inyan of tfanus ha-sukkah.